were his eyes. Vibrant green eyes, lined with thick, long lashes. Sexy as hell, they left me mumbling like I didn't have a brain. Get it together. So he's tall and hot, with those green eyes and those muscles and... Where was I going with this? Oh yeah, get it together. He shook his head, his eyes shining with amused frustration.
Nope, no paperwork. Not a surprise. They never do anything that even slightly feels like work. Come on up, babe. Let's take care of this.
The sound of my heels clicking on the linoleum echoed in the room. I cursed my decision to wear them. High heels, in general, weren't known for being easy to walk in. 4-inch ones, especially. Heels with jello knees forced me to focus extra hard on the simple task of putting one foot in front of the other. I'd already mumbled like an idiot. I didn't need to fall on my face like one. I reached the counter, staying upright the whole time, and silently congratulated myself. When I looked up at him, his gaze was intense as he looked through me. And I mean through. Into my mind. My soul. I was sure he was sifting through my deepest and darkest secrets. What he found must have bored him, because his eyes quickly lost their intensity. Using a pen, he tapped a beat on the counter.
Name?
Piper, I breathed. Yep, I breathed it. My voice came out soft, airy, and slightly raspy. I internally shook my head, attempting to lift the fog.
Way to go, Piper. You remembered your name, and were even able to talk this time. Now let's see if we can't start sounding less like a wannabe phone sex operator, hmm? Yeah, definitely no paperwork with that name. Last name?
Sky. I spelled it out while he wrote.
Piper Sky.
My name rolled off his tongue like it was one he'd said often. His lip quirked up.
I like it.
I liked my name. I always had. Hearing his deep, gravelly voice rumble my name, though, made me love it. I found myself wondering how it would sound if we were doing other things, none of which were appropriate to be thinking about. My cheeks flushed, and I tried again to clear the mental fog. Thanks.
What's going on with the van, babe?
I liked the way he said my name, but I really liked it when he called me babe. I knew he probably called every chick that, but that didn't mean it wasn't hot. It needs to be colder in the back.
Air not working?
He raised his eyebrow.
Why'd you come here for a repair?
Hyde was a body and custom job shop, not a regular garage. I, along with most everyone, knew that. It wasn't where you came for an oil change and a tire rotation. Hyde was where you brought a sweet ride you wanted made sweeter. No, it works. It works great, but it needs to be colder. I use the van for work and my stuff keeps melting in the back.
What type of stuff?
He started, before being interrupted by a golden god entering the room.
Jake, dude, you will not believe the sweet piece I had last night.
His words trailed off when he saw me.
Sorry, didn't know you were busy,
he said to Jake, though he was definitely still looking at me.
Hey,
Case. He extended his hand. Since he was only an inch or two shorter than Jake, I still had to crane my neck to look up at him. It was not a hardship. His dark hair hung in dreads past his shoulders, and his groomed facial hair was slightly longer than Jake's scruff. I was sure he had to be wearing color contacts because no one had eyes like his. They were the most startling crystal blue I'd ever seen. Rimmed with black lashes and his golden skin, they stood out in sharp contrast. Starting from his fingers up, intricate ink covered his arms, small patches of tanned skin peeking through here and there. His skin tone and dark hair.